Welcome to Simple Acts, Big Impact. I'm Natalie Silverstein. Each week, I'll introduce you to young people who are making a difference in their communities through nonprofits, social entrepreneurship, volunteerism, and activism. I hope you'll be inspired by these conversations, which prove that every person, no matter their age, can help to create a kinder world. For the last episode of Season 4, I'm honored to share a special conversation with Sarah Jaykel, the founder of a nonpartisan, nonprofit organization called Democracy. Democracy creates a vibrant community that uses a peer-led model to teach resiliency skills, leadership, and civic engagement. They actively recruit future leaders from historically underrepresented communities to flood our future with diverse, compassionate, and confident women leaders in every sector who know that running for office is their birthright. I hope this episode inspires all of the future leaders who are listening today to know that your voice is powerful and you have what it takes to make a difference. Welcome back, everyone, as we finally come to the end of our fourth season here, which is really amazing. I am super excited to introduce you to someone who is a little older than my usual guest. She's actually an adult, but I thought she had a really interesting story to tell us. Her name is Sarah Jaykel, and she started something called Democracy. And she's going to tell us all about this work that she does empowering young people. Hi, Sarah. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. And my whole life actually revolves around thinking how to support young people and teenage girls to step into their voice and step into leadership. So I am thrilled to be here.
Amazing. You are the perfect person, I think, to wrap up our season when we have had so many wonderful voices and young people who are doing incredible things in the world. So I think this will just be a nice summary and a nice inspiration to go off into the summer and think about ways that we can change the world. And we'll be back in September with new episodes. But why don't you start from the beginning for us, like I do with all of my teens on the episodes. Tell us your whole story here. How did Democracy come to be? Do you have a story from your childhood or your youth? How did this all evolve for you?
Yeah, so it started with me going into social work. I was a social worker working with our unhoused community dealing with mental illness, and I thought that was going to be my career. I got a master's in public policy to fight for them. I got a master's in social work to better support them. And then, very dramatically, in 2014, I was told that I would never work again because I got a brutal autoimmune disease. And I did sit for 2 years on a couch. But I'm stubborn and academic. So I studied more about the brain and I studied more about how people thrive during suffering and how we overcome obstacles. And when the election of 2016 happened, I decided to get up. And one of the things I want your listeners to know is that big change starts with very small steps. So the first step, honestly, I told myself was just get in the car. And then you can get out, because thinking I'm going to register voters was overwhelming. And then it just made me stay home. So I said, just get in the car. And then it was just drive there, just register one voter. And I took so many small steps like that, that I actually became a national outreach director for a voter registration group called Field Team 6. I became the Get Out the Vote director for the California National Organization for Women. And that is where I saw amazing women doubting themselves when they thought about running for office, and imposter syndrome and self-doubt. And when they did step into running for office, they got up to 10 times more harassment and bullying. I had lived a life of studying how we overcome obstacles and adversity and how we step out of our comfort zone to try things that make us slightly uncomfortable but lead to growth. So I founded an organization called Democracy to work with teenage girls, high school girls, and teach not only the practical public policy skills to be engaged, informed leaders, but the social work skills that I had used to take a tiny step and then another tiny step out of our comfort zone toward a bigger life that I wanted young women to have. because we all have imposter syndrome. We think we're the only ones. We all have it. That inner critical voice that says it's not your turn, it's not your time, it isn't you.
You can't do it. You're not going to accomplish it.
How can we shift that voice? In demography, we learn our inner best friend to become our inner cheerleader and take steps toward that life and world we want to see.
Wow. Well, that is an amazing story. First of all, I'm so sorry that you had to deal with that sort of, you know, out of nowhere situation with your health. But more importantly, that something motivated you to get up off the couch. And I am just struck by the fact that, you know, that expression, a journey of a million miles starts with one step. It is so true. What can we do today? Get out of bed, right? Then take a shower, then get in the car, right? And every single day, if you can add one thing, you'll eventually get there. And the ability to break down a huge problem into smaller steps is really kind of the nature of this podcast and the stories that I hear from my young people all the time, because you're not going to change everything. You're not going to fix all the problems. You couldn't possibly, but you can start the work, and you can start where you live with what you have, with who you're with, and effect change for one person near you. So I absolutely love this story, and it sounds like the work is so, so powerful. So tell me more. How do you connect with these young people? Where are they located? Are they all around the country? What does the model look like? Are there school chapters? Like, how does this work?
Love the question. Thank you. So we are an online national model. One of the things I was seeing working in politics is that our states are being siloed into different countries. And to move forward as a democracy, we need to have kind of a cross-cultural exchange where girls in California are talking to girls in Texas and girls in Oklahoma and New York and Florida, and understanding the different lived experiences that come in different states, as well as the different backgrounds of young women around the country, and how do we work together toward change. So we are an online model. So you just open your phone or your computer and you find us. We have a 10-week program of 2 hours a week, a one-day summer intensive. And right now on our website, we have a free program that you can do self-directed to get the skills that we're talking about. So not only meeting your inner best friend, but how to call your representative and how to do legislation. One of the things I want to mention to your listeners is we pay a stipend. It is so important with young people to pay them for their time. I think a lot of early political pipelines tend to be unpaid internships because that's what campaigns can afford. But that means only people who can afford unpaid internships get to take those opportunities. And if we truly want America to reflect all of her people, we need to make sure those barriers to entry are lifted. So we do pay $15 an hour for young women to take the time to learn that their voice belongs in our democracy and concrete actionable steps they can take to get there and concrete actionable brain hacks they can use when they notice anxiety or discomfort or imposter syndrome so they can support themselves to get to yes.
That's amazing. And what are the age ranges of your participants?
Grades 9 through 12.
9 through 12. So it's high school only. But this is the most critical time, right? I mean, to give them these tools as they go off into college or go off into careers is so, so powerful. So how many young people would you say have moved through the program so far?
Yes. So we've served 1,600 girls in 42 states. One thing I want to mention to your high school girls who might be listening is high school is the last time boys and girls think they can run for office equally. So we want to invest in high school girls and keep them sprinting forward with their ambition rather than stalling, which tends to happen in our society with all the message that are socialized and that we internalize. And then you have to kind of restart later in life. We want you to just keep soaring through because you are also learning the skills to address the barriers that come on a woman's leadership journey and how to successfully get through those and keep moving forward.
I'm curious to know, how do you feel about single sex education versus co-educational schools? I wonder about that because I have two daughters. One went to an all-girls school and one went to co-ed school. And there is something about the single-sex education that says to all of the women in the room, everyone's opinions are equally as important, right? We're not going to keep our hand down because the boys in the room are putting their hands up and, frankly, getting picked on more frequently by the teacher. Do you see that as something that's part of this equation?
So 100%, one of the reasons I created Democracy was to create an all-girls high school space, because I had an all-girls high school space. And it was the kind of thing where women were encouraging and every woman ran something. She was the head of the newspaper and she was the head of the student council. And I noticed that when I went off to college, I walked into rooms that were filled with men and felt that I belonged there. And I think creating an all-girls national space of sisters, it is a sisterhood where women support women, and we're very strong about that, that women uplift other women just as they deserve to be uplifted themselves. And women talk about how unique it is to be in an all-girls supportive space, and they take that, they take it and internalize it, and take it back to their co-ed schools where they do raise their hand more or run for something at their college level. And I do think the all girls space is critical, and I wanted to replicate that on a national scale, also recognizing that many all girls high schools are private and difficult to access if you're of a lower income, right? So making an all girls space where we pay girls to enter was really important to me.
Absolutely. Again, the barriers to entry here, those who are privileged already sometimes have more access to these, again, very privileged spaces where they're going to learn these skills that they need to take with them off to college. I wanted to ask about young women who go through the 10-week program and the 1-week intensive and kind of complete the program. Is there something for them afterwards? Is there an alumni network? Do you keep them connected? You know, how are we going to see the ripple effects of what Democracy taught these young women as they go out into college and careers and hopefully government and, you know, public policy jobs? Like, how are we going to follow that trajectory and see all of the change that they're able to make?
Yes. So not only is there an alumni community where we bring in speakers and we bring the girls together and we have things about college, 70% of our students are first generation Americans, so we have lots of support for that. But we also have a model where you go through our program and then you come back and lead it. So we are an entirely peer-led space where high school girls are being taught by high school and college girls. And not only do you learn about leadership, but you come back and practice it because you're teaching the skills that you just learned. And it's a self-sustaining leadership pipeline where our girls can stay involved and convey the excitement that they felt going through Democracy to the girls coming up behind them. And also at the developmental stage of high school, peers are very important. And it's much more empowering to be taught by a high school girl who's telling you about her inner best friend than adults who are sharing about their inner best friends.
1,000%. And also, I can only imagine the eye rolling that would happen if a middle-aged woman is telling a story, whereas a young person who's just a few years older. I just think the reality is they're going to listen and they're going to internalize these messages more when it's coming from someone who is like them and looks like them and has had a similar lived experience or is just a few years ahead and maybe just gone off to college. I think that's such, the peer-led piece is such a powerful model.
And not only that, but young women are amazing. And I think you can either tell a young woman you believe in her or you can show her that you believe in her by giving her a tremendous amount of responsibility to run these whole workshops. And I think young women rise to the occasion if given the opportunity. So something I see over and over are girls who come into Democracy feeling hesitant, not wanting to share their voice, not feeling as comfortable speaking out, graduating, feeling more confident, feeling like they own their voice, and then they actually are teaching. to how to own your voice, how to believe in yourself, how to gain confidence. And seeing that cycle and seeing young women step to that occasion, when I told people that I was going to have my program run by high school girls, they were very skeptical. And I said, you do not know high school girls, my friend,
That's
because
right.
they are amazing. And
That's
they are right. underestimated. Yes. So I love watching our peers soar.
Well, Sarah, this is really wonderful work. Thank you so much for sharing it. I know that so many listeners are going to be looking up Democracy because I think this is a really special and unique model. And I think you've just inspired us to figure out ways that we can start where we are and do a few little things every single day to get to where we need to be. I love what you're doing to help young girls to find their voice. Thank you so much. Oh, please tell everybody, where's the website, the social media, all the good stuff. Where can they find you?
Yeah. So our website is democracy.org and our Instagram is democracy.org. Either of those have application links and links to speakers and all sorts of fun things.
Amazing. Sarah, thank you so much for sharing this. It was such a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for listening. If you are inspired by what you heard today and would like to support the creation of this podcast and the work of the changemaker I featured, please visit my website, simpleactsguide.com/podcast, to make a donation. And please follow, rate, and review the podcast to help us spread these positive messages.